Welcome back to Mugs in the Morning, and our final few minutes devoted to talking about a new hope gathering community for widows. We got Sherry Cecil in studio. Sherry, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So this is something affiliated with Harvest Christian Fellowship.
Harvest is just, we're hosting it at Harvest. Okay. Hope Gatherings is a nationwide thing.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to be the first group in Nebraska, so we're excited about
first
that.
First in Nebraska,
first
okay.
in Nebraska.
Are you kind of spearheading the effort then?
Yes.
To get this started and
yes.
get it going? Tell us what it's designed to do.
So we are going to get together. There is 11.8 million widows in the United States, and 75% of those women will lose their support network within the first year.
That is astounding.
Yeah. So
wow.
we're just going to be there to give hope, encourage, and support each other.
And the local group, which you're starting, is you're going to get that started here in a couple of weeks. May 21st is what you're aiming for at 6 p.m.
Yeah. So May 21st, we are going to get together. We're going to do our launch.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a catered-in meal that night. So we are asking for people to RSVP at North Platte Hope Gatherings at hopegatherings.org. Or you can reach out to me at 539-1453. After that, you do not have to RSVP, but that first one, because we're catering it in, we're asking people
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you want a good idea of how many
yeah.
are going to be
I mean,
attending.
We'll have extras, so if you don't okay. make it, that's fine, but I don't make mm-hmm. it to RSVP. Please come anyway. But
yeah, we all need encouragement. It doesn't matter what what our situation is, but especially when you think of widows. I mean, you have that grieving period, but we often think that you go through the grieving process. Everyone processes the death of a loved one differently.
Right.
I lost my mom a few years ago, and I was kind of surprised how that went. I didn't know, even though I had warning that, she wasn't going to be with me long. So you kind of, in that situation, kind of get an idea that how am I going to be afterwards? But you don't really know how it's going to hit you fully until it actually happens. And I imagine that's just multiplied when it's a spouse that you love, that all of a sudden you're used to having them all those years and what they do.
Yep.
And the support, and all of a sudden that's taken away from you. So
it's gone, and you learn to navigate life a whole lot differently.
To have a group that you can talk with and just get some of that out in the open, it just has to be tremendously encouraging.
It is.
To have.
Being a widow is not a club you ever want to be part of.
Mm-mm.
But it's one you don't understand until you are one. Like, I have my support group. They're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Some I have a couple that are widows, but my friends, they're there to support me when I'm crying. They're there to support me when I'm just having a bad day. But they, at the end of the day, they get to go home to their spouse,
Right.
So they're there for me, and I appreciate each and every one of them. But they don't truly understand that.
Right. And that's what this group's all about.
And that's what this group
basically
is about.
Basically a gathering of widows, people that have lost their partners. And you need to have people that have experienced basically the same thing you have, too, because they can fully understand what you're going through. And you have your good days and you have your not-so-good days.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I'm three yeah. years into being a yeah. widow. And I think it was 3 weeks ago I woke up, I was in a fine mood, I'm driving to work, and I get about halfway there, and I'm crying, and I'm like,
"Yeah,
what is this? Where did this come from?
Yeah.
And I don't think, I've talked to many different widows, and they're, some are further along in their journey, and it still happens to
mm-hmm.
them. So, I don't think it matters whether it's been yesterday, a month, 10 years, yeah. 3 years, we still need that support group to
absolutely
be able to visit with.
Absolutely. So let's give them the particulars here one more time. Local Hope Gathering Group for Widows begins May 21st. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow, on a Thursday at 6 p.m. at Harvest Christian Fellowship, 1501 South Dewey. And they can respond And they can email NorthPlatteHopeGathering@hopegathering.org.
Yes.
Right? And let them know you're coming. Or just contact you and give you a ring at 308-539-1453.
Correct.
And they're going to be serving dinner there. And then the website is hopegathering.org. And I like the verse you picked from Hebrews 6:19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. That's always kind of been one of my favorite verses that I lean on, too.
Is it?
So I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. And for some reason this year, my verse has been, and I can't tell you the, it's Proverbs 31, I believe, but it's, she is clothed with strength and dignity and laughs without fear of the future.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
That would be a good mantra for widows. Sherry, thanks so much for dropping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.